Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mr. David and Orly Simai, Lilui Nishmas, Eliyahu Chaim, Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, Lilui Nishmas, Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach. The role of our efforts, our hishtadlus, in the pursuit of bitochon is very interesting, has a number of different facets to it. Definitely, for most of us, those not on the highest level, as the Gemara talks about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who didn't do any hishtadlus, didn't have to do any hishtadlus, we need to put in effort. The Torah expects that of us. The Pasuk says that Hashem will help us b'chol asher ta'aseh, and from that we learn, according to many sources, that we have the obligation to do in a natural way to pursue our goals, and then Hashem will help us to make it happen. We're told also that the reason for this hishtadlus is because we should not rely on miracles. We're supposed to do things and not to rely on a miracle, and to make it possible that by natural causes something should happen. Whatever the specific approach is in dealing with the reason for hishtadlus. But we do find that there's a balance between the two. One of the most famous formula given is by Reb Yosheber Soloveitchik, the Beis Halevi, the father of Reb Chaim Briska, who tells us that the goal is to have bitochon. Ultimately, everything happens because, and as a factor of, our bitochon in Hashem. However, we need, most of us need, some type of hishtadlus in order to be able to have bitochon. That really amounts to, I could see myself relying on Hashem that this could happen if I do a certain amount of natural work, teva. But if I need such a great miracle, then I really can't feel the ability to trust Hashem. So I have to do enough hishtadlus that I should be able to, based on that, with that amount of hishtadlus, have the peace of mind, the tranquility, the menuchas ha-nefesh, the trust, the reliance that Hashem will do it. And I should not do less, because then I won't have bitochon. I should not do more, because when I overexert myself in the hishtadlus, I send a message, a negative message, that, it's really about hishtadlus. It's not about bitochon. So I need to constantly focus. I want to develop my trust in Hashem. I want to feel the peace of mind, the nefesh, that comes with one who puts his trust in Hashem, and Hashem will take care of everything. And I have to put in my effort in order to, and only to the extent that will bring me to that bitochon. Not less, because it may not allow me to have bitochon. Not more, because it sends this subtle message that it's more my doing rather than all coming to me as a gift from Hashem, which is really the way that we are supposed to look at it. Recently, someone sent me a tefillah that he had composed. He calls it Tefillas HaMishtadel, the tefillah of the one who puts in effort. And he composed this tefillah, and he also composed an English translation. I'd like to read for you the English translation. And the idea is not to let the hishtadlus be so clear in our focus that this is what I'm doing, and it takes away for my reliance in Hashem. Oh, I'm doing. It's about my doing. It has to do with my efforts. My efforts will come to fruition. No, I put in the effort because that's my responsibility. And the results come totally, completely, and directly from Hashem. So he entitles this the prayer upon performing Ishtavos. Father in heaven, I know you love me more than any love imaginable. I know you desire my good more than I desire it myself. I know the only way to attain what I seek is by you decreeing so on high. Please, in your great mercy, as a father to his only son, do so. I will now perform an action that, according to the natural order you have created in this world, will improve my chances of attaining what I seek. I do so not because I believe that it can, in fact, improve my chances of success, rather merely because you have obligated me to act according to the natural order of the world, as Chazal say in the Sifri in Dvorim. Chazal have taught us, and Hashem, your God, will bless you. I might think, this is the motion of the Sifri, even if you sit idle, therefore the verse continues, in all that you do, and in its absence, I risk the possibility that you may reverse your decision to grant me success. Please, Hashem, let me keep this truth constantly in mind, despite my required actions that superficially contradict this great tenet of our faith. So it seems that there's a danger when a person puts in the hishtadlus, there's a danger of thinking that that's where it's at, that that's what it's about, and that's what makes it happen. And nothing can be further from the truth. It is all from Hashem. Hashem controls everything. Hashem does everything. Our ishtadlus is only the fulfillment of a directive to live in the world, in the natural world, to follow the Chol Asher Ta'aseh, to not to rely on miracles, and therefore to make it possible to happen in a non-miraculous way. And there seems to be a famous letter that Reb Zunel Misalant, who was the Rebbe of Reb Yisrael Salanter, whose yahrzeit I believe it is today as we speak, that his son seems going on a mission to raise money for Tzedakah, and he told him to limit the effort, because if he sees too many people, or if he puts in too much effort, it will diminish his bitachon. The right amount of effort, as the Beis Halevi said, can enhance one's bitachon. The overindulgence in the effort can send the wrong message, the opposite message, a message that's antithetical to bitachon, and that says, I do it. It's about me. It's about my kliach. I am exerting my power, my efforts to accomplish the goal. In fact, it's interesting. It seems from the Sipurno in Tehillim, on the Pasuk of Ono Hashem Hatzlichono, that he seems to say it refers, he should be Matzliach to do the proper Hishtadlus. It sounds almost as if our Hishtadlus is not crowned with success. The success that we ask is to do the appropriate ishtadlus, but the result comes completely and totally from Hashem. This is something that, because we have to do ishtadlus, we must be constantly aware of, keenly focused on, in order to make sure that we do not allow the hishtadlus that we do to undermine in any way the focus on our trust in Hashem, if anything, only to assure and to enhance it.